Now, I got up this morning, and of course, I update my iTunes, and I'm expecting to see a show from Big Fatty, because I always listen to Big Fatty while I'm eating my Cheerios, getting ready in the morning, and sure enough, there was no Big Fatty cast, Big Fatty Online, I should say. So, of course, I go to his website, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder why he didn't post. And he had posted up several little updates of with pictures about this towel swan that he had on his bed, and then his furniture on his balcony, and some bubble he's sitting in. But on that one, he posted that there are issues with the internet connection he has on the ship, on the cruise, and he is unable to upload a show. So therefore, there will be no Big Fatty cast today, Big Fatty Online cast, whatever. Big Fatty today. And he even, after that, he writes a message. Sorry, everyone, but you'll have to just wait to get the cruise shows. I'm still recording them, but I'll have to wait to get back to the U.S. before I can get enough interweb signal to upload them. I'll try to post some photos each day, and you will get the shows once I return. Next week will be a fat cruise week. P.S. I have not fallen overboard for being overserved yet. Well, Big Fatty, I just have to tell you, I am extremely disappointed that I did not have a Big Fatty to listen to today. I know you couldn't care. I mean, you could care. I'm going to say that wrong, and then Auntie Vera's not going to like it.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
You couldn't care less? Is that it? You couldn't? I'm sure you couldn't care less. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, I was very disappointed not to get a Big Fatty this morning, and I forget what I listened to, but it was not the same. It just simply was not the same. So I'm already missing my Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Auntie Vera's not going to like it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 308 of the BFO for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty may be regular when it comes to fibering up the colon, but y'all, I have got a backlog when it comes to the voice letters, so get ready. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is your y'all, it is Passover. And y'all, I tried to think of some special music to play for that Ryan Starr Jones. You know, he is one of the Orlando Jews. And we love the Orlando Jews, but the Passover, I went looking for that music, and I decided I would just pass over it. So anyway, but I didn't want to pass over mentioning that. Y'all, the other thing, y'all, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy in all the Jew houses tonight because it is the Passover, and it is also the full moon. So y'all, the crazies are going to go all over to the Jewish friend's house. And, I don't know. Ryan is one of those, you know, ham-eating Jews. So I don't know what he does for Passover. Maybe he just passes over it. I don't know. But I do know one thing. I've got voice letters coming out the hoo-ha.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and oh, I'm so sorry I missed your 300th episode, but since I am your brother, am I forgiven? Can't family at least get a little bit of an excuse? Well, maybe not. So, sorry to ruin it, but have a good day, and I'll be looking forward to 301. Bye.
Lord, David, that one was so short I didn't even have time to wake up the crickets. What's up with that? Y'all, I'm telling you, it's the full moon. It didn't matter when it came in, y'all. It's that I played it today. It's the full moon. It's eerie, y'all. It's just eerie. And y'all, never mind.
Hi, Dad. It's Nessa. I know I'm a horrible daughter because I didn't call and wish you a happy 300th episode. I know, ground me, take away my allowance, whatever. Anyways, I just called to tell you a funny story, and I'll make it really quick. I was getting my nails did on Saturday, and the little Korean lady that does my nails, she's so cute. My cell phone starts ringing, and of course, it's the big fatty ringtone.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, on the line!
Me!
Big Fatty!
And then when you go Big Fatty, she lost it. She started laughing, and it was so hysterical, and she fucked up on my nails because of it.
Oh, you're messy.
So, anyways, I just wanted to call and share. Love you, bye.
Don't make me play this music again. Hello, answer the phone. Y'all, that is Nessa from the Stars and Retartans. And, it was real interesting. I did not know that people were actually using the ringtone. Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Big Friday's delighted if you're using the BFO ringtone. And y'all, if you've got an iPhone and you need the BFO ringtone, Big Fatty will send it to you. There's no charge for that. And this past weekend, Mr. Tim Cormall, whenever Big Fatty would call, the BFO ringtone would go off. And Mr. You know who else has the ringtone you know who it is anyway. LHV. But I won't mention it because I don't want to have to put that sound clip in there. Ah, Big Fatty, you are getting lazy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's James in L.A. I didn't want you to think I was lurking. I've been listening to every episode, and I'm sorry I have not contacted you lately. I did want you to know that it is Tuesday, the last day of March, and it's going out like a lamb out here in Los Angeles. It's a clear, gorgeous, sunshiny Southern California day. Except over toward the Woodland Hills area. There's a dark cloud, always a dark cloud over the Woodland Hills area. But I just want to thank you for all your 300 episodes, and looking forward to every one of the ones in the future. And take care, and you're fat.
Bye. Y'all, did it sound like James farted right there at the very end? I'm not sure if he said bye or if he went... I don't know. Y'all, there is always, always a dark cloud over the Woodland Hills. And, you know, even if the sun, especially if the sun is brightly shining there, because someone over there is just miserable when it's a nice sunshiny day. They're just miserable because, you know, that's just the way they are. I'm going to just lay here in the bed. That is my daily routine, is to lay in the bed and eat bonbons and have my tea brought to me because I'm too fat to get up and go get some tea.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's D. Keurig, the Dairy Fairy, calling. And, well, the last podcast of yours that I heard, you were talking about how you like to hear when, you know, us listeners go ahead and let loose with something that you would say, something that you would do in our daily lives. And, well, I'm calling from the middle of a supermarket right now. I just had to laugh. I'm at the supermarket with a good friend of mine, helping him do some grocery shopping and schlepping his groceries up to his apartment, and he was picking up some pierogies in the frozen food aisle, and I had to laugh. He was looking at a new flavor. They've got cheddar and broccoli and cheddar and bacon, and he's sitting there, and he looks at me, and he says, cheddar and broccoli or cheddar and bacon? And we both at the same time said, bacon, and I just instantly thought, Big Fatty moment. So I just had to call that in for you, just to make your day, just to make you smile a little bit. Anyway, can't wait to hear your next podcast, and I'm so glad you're back from your cruise and podcasting again. Do you realize how hard it is to go a whole week or however long that was without a shower, because I don't have an episode of Big Fatty to listen to while I'm showering? Anyway, take care. Lots of red hot pod love.
Y'all, I don't know what a pierogi is. That must be some kind of Yankee something in the freezer. I mean, I don't, is it like a dumpling or something like that? But it's, y'all, it's, is it like a pizza roll? Is it filled with bacon? I don't know what it is. Is it ravioli? I don't know. Pierogi. I thought that was Catholic school, pierogi school. I don't know. What is that? Anyway, and y'all red hot pod love, oh Lord, y'all, it is definitely a full moon. And y'all, I have said before, when it is a full moon, the crazies come out, and y'all, here is proof positive.
Big Fatty! It's Bill. Where's Skinny Todd? Oh, dear God, come on. I didn't think I left him in the dust. There he is. Okay. Anyway, it's me, Bill. Okay, which way is he going to go? Sorry, I got somebody following me or trying to follow me. Anyway, I am moving. Goodbye to Orlando. Heading back to Kansas City. Kansas City. Anyway, on my way to go pick up a U-Haul and load up the U-Haul trailer and hitting the road. Be in Atlanta tomorrow night. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say, hey! So, thinking of recording a podcast as I drive, but yeah, I don't know about that. So, anyway, but I could record it and send it to you, and then you could do with it whatever you want, which may include a down the toilet. Sorry, that kind of sounded like an airplane toilet, but meh, oh well, eh. So, that's it. I hope you're having fun, and I will talk to you later, and give me a shout sometime, and I might tell you about the six in West Palm the other night. So, anyway. So, anyway, I'm not a bottom. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm telling you. First of all, that is Bill, who is the gay construction worker. He used to do a podcast, and I believe that phone call was long enough to qualify as a podcast. Normally, I go through and take out the pauses, but y'all, I don't have that much time in my life to take out all those pauses. Oh, dear Lord. So Bill has moved back to Kansas City. Well, I guess he will not be at the Gay Days this year then. So anyway, well, Bill, if you get a new phone number, you'll have to call Big Fatty, and you'll have to tell him what the new phone number is. And I have not called Bill to find out about the West Palm Six, but y'all, I do want to find out about that. And you know, Bill says he is not a bottom, and all I can say to that is Bill lies.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your number one fan. Hey, I wanted to call and tell you congratulations on getting your 300th show. I think I get special dispensation on the well wishes because I was on vacation last Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I did not hear you announce show 299. So keep up the good work. Bye.
Y'all, that is Bill from the St. Louis. And y'all, he won the number one fan contest when Big Fatty pulled his name out of the colostomy bag. And y'all, Bill, I don't know where you were. Where were you?
Bill? Oh, Big Fatty didn't know you were gone. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
But, y'all, you know, I don't really... I mean, it's nice that you called, all of you have called and said, oh, Big Fatty, happy 300th. But, y'all, it really, you know, it's... Eh. you know, it's not really a big deal. So, anyway. Y'all, but you know what is a big deal is when you get a call from Miss Kathy.
Hi, Big Fatty. Just calling to say hello. Hope everything's good for you. All right. Well, goodbye. No, I had to call him. Well, because he counts people who call, and maybe I might be number 500. If you're the lucky number, sometimes you get a prize. So I might be 500. Shh, be quiet. Don't say anything. Shh. No. What do you mean? Whoops.
Oh, that Miss Kathy. She is trying to win a prize. Big Fatty, I would like to win the Easter Bonnet Prize. Y'all, have I mentioned that Big Fatty loves the Easter candy? But you know, Big Fatty loves the Easter candy the most when it is on the day after Easter, when it's half price. Big Fatty, and y'all, this is Easter weekend. And you know, Peter Cottontail comes hopping down the bunny trail on Sunday. And y'all, it says here on the calendar that Tamari is Good Friday. Well, y'all, I don't know of any many Fridays that are not good. So anyway, so that was Miss Kathy. And y'all, what better way to end today's voice letter show than from a call from the patron saint of the BFO.
Big Fatty!
Hey, Stephen Cornwall. We are on our way to the Rotunda to record a podcast, and just thought we'd give you a call and let you know we're coming. So we'll be there in a few minutes, and you're fine.
We'll hear this on next Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, we'll hear this in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Y'all, that was the patron saint, Tim Cornwall, and Ron Prada Soho in the Hoot Nanny Mobile coming down here last weekend. And y'all, that's just old news. Old news! Old news. But y'all, I've got some new news. New news? Y'all, I promised you that I was going to talk about the Testicle Festival. And y'all, in March, in Oakdale, California, and I don't know if that's near Woodland Hills or not, but there was a fundraising idea that may have seemed a little nuts, but Oakdale's annual Testicle Festival is always a big hit. On Monday, and that would have been, let's see, March the 27th, would have been the 25th. It was this past Monday. It was the, what is that, the 30th? It doesn't really fucking matter. Volunteers from the town's Rotary, that's the Rotarians Club, planned to fry up 400 pounds of the private parts of bulls and serve them to diners who pay $50 apiece for the sit-down meal. The event, whose proceeds also benefit the Oakland Cowboy Museum, has drawn an average of 450 people, and last year it raised $28,000. Y'all, it is a common practice on cattle ranches for young male bovines to be castrated into steers, which, after the initial loss, eventually makes them more docile and easier to handle. Fans of the delicacy, also referred to as the mountain oysters, come from around the state. According to the Rotarians, everyone who buys a ticket is guaranteed to have a ball. Oh, Lord. Y'all, just go out there and goggle Testicle Festival. And y'all, quite frankly, if it makes you more docile, perhaps those cowboys, they need to go to Woodland Hills and castrate the sea hag.
Auntie Vera's not going to like it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.